Let's begin with the Mishnah on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah on the top of Mem Amud Aleph, we would ask seven Chakira questions. What are these Chakira questions? Be'ezo Shavua, what Shemitah cycle was it? Be'ezo Shana, what year of the Shemitah cycle was it? Be'ezo Chodesh, what month of the year? Be'kama B'chodesh, what day of the month? Be'ezo Yom, what day of the week? Be'ezo Sha'a, what time of the day? Be'ezo Makom, and what place? What these questions have in common is these are all questions that establish a basis for Hazama. Unless you have an exact time and an exact place, it's Eidos Shiyata Yochel Azima. It would be Eidos that you can never make them into Eidim Zomim, because Eidim Zomim is Imanu Yisem. At that time, you were with us in a different place. Without time and place, it's impossible to say at that same time, you were with us in a different place. So that's why these questions are so critical to the Eidos being a viable Eidos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Be'ezi Yom, Be'ezi Shah, Be'ezi Makom. Rabbi Yossi says, no, there are only three Chakira questions. What day, what time, what place? Now, the Mishnah seems, according to the Tanakhama, that the Edim have to say what Shavua of the Yovel it was, meaning which of the Shemitah cycles of that Yovel it was. Minchas Chinuch points out in Mitzvah Tav Samach Gimel that is really hard to assume that the Edim would even know such a thing. Bishlama Bizman Bayis Rishon, where there were Mona Yovlos and Shemitos, the Edim might know what Shemitah of the Yovel cycle it was, because they actually were observing the Yovel cycle. But even Bizman Bayisheni, and certainly after the Churban, where the Rambam writes in the 10th parak of Shemitah Yovel in the name of the Gaonim, that they don't count the Yovelos anymore, they only count Shemitos. So how could you be Choker the Edim, what Yovel it was, or what Shemitah of the Yovel, and they have to figure that out from when they were counting Yovelos? They have to sort of, no one in the whole world knows nowadays how to answer that question. So Minchas Chinuch explains that, you know, it doesn't say in the Torah Beferish what the Chakira's questions are, that you have to be Choker the Edim. It's just that the Torah alludes to the idea that the Torah does teach us from Drashas that it has to be Eidos Shati Yachal Azima, because you have to have fear of lying. The Edim have to be afraid to lie, so they need to know that by lying they're running the risk of Hazama. So Chazal tell us that there are seven Chakiros that make it an Eidos Sha'ata Yachal Hazima. But if you're in a situation where you're going to be able to make an Eidos Shati Yachal Hazima anyway, there's no absolute requirement that a Dafka has to be seven. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says, which is not the Pashas of the Gemara. We're about to see in the Gemara soon that we learn from Sukkin that there's got to be specifically seven. There's a further machlokas in the Rishonim, which the Gemara also discusses directly, but the Rishonim still debate the point, what if someone comes into Bezin and says, Reuven killed Shimon yesterday? Do we then, according to the Rabbanan, do we actually have to go through the process of saying, okay, what Shemitah cycle was it? What year was it? What month was it? He said it was yesterday, and if today is the third day of Elul, so we know yesterday was the second day of Elul, and we know it's Tav Shinayin Zayin. So yesterday was still Tav Shinayin Zayin. What difference does it make to ask those questions? Do we still need to ask them? The Rambam in the first paragraph of Hilchos Eidos says, Afilu Amar Hayom Harago, O Emesh Harago, Shol no matter how clear he was about, he says, we killed him today, he killed him yesterday, you still ask all these questions. Now, the Yehuda explains in the Tshuva, the Svar of the Rambam is that it could be that that's all part of Yachal Azima, because Yachal Azima is not only that we have to lock them down to what we know is the proper date, we would want that if there were Eidim that were with them in some other place on that day, that it would ring a bell in the minds of those Edim, that if someone was with them on the day that they claim the murder happened, that if they just hear that Edim came to Bezin and said that someone killed someone yesterday, by the time they hear that, they don't remember what day it was and what day but if they hear that Edim came to Bezin and said that someone killed somebody on August 24th 2017, so now they're going to remember that may ring a bell, and it will bring them to Bezin to actually make them into Edim Zomim. And that's how they explain the Shitas HaRambam. The Ran quotes from the Bala Ma'or, however, that if they say that it happened yesterday and they don't even remember what day of the month it was, they don't keep track of the days of the month, you don't have to ask any further questions. You don't have to ask, is a Shavua, is a Shana, is a Chodesh? You know what it was. You know it was yesterday, and that's good enough. And if it was this year or last year, you don't have to say, is a Shavua. We know that it was this Shavua, that it was this Shemitah cycle. So that's the Shita of the Bala Ma'or. The Ran just asks, asks on the Baal Amar that if we learn from Psukim that you have to be choker with Sheva Chakiros, so it sounds like those Sheva Chakiros should be Ma'akev. And not only that, we're going to see a Gemara in today's Daf on Amud Beis that the Sheva Chakiros sounds like they're Liyikuva, because Rabbi Yossi, who only requires three Chakiros, says to the Chachamim, oh, according to you, Chacham, that you're asking these seven questions, a guy comes to Beis Din and he says, yesterday this event happened, so you're going to go ask what Shemitah cycle it was. And the Chacham said back, yeah, and according to you, Rabbi Yossi, someone who says, Achshav Arago, you're going to ask him what day it was? Obviously it was today. You're going to ask him what hour it was? He says it was just now. So what do the Chacham say in the Gemara? El afal gav delot sarich raminan alei. Even though we already know when it happened, we still ask these questions. So it's beferish in the Gemara against the Baal Amar, where the Baal Amar says that it's not necessary to ask these questions. That's a great challenge for the Achronim to try to figure out what the Baal Amar was talking about, how the Baal Amar could say something that seems to go directly against the Gemara. The Rishonim are also bothered why we ask him what day of the week it was, meaning once you already asked him, Be'ezo Chodesh, and Bekama B'chodesh. What month? What day of the month? So doesn't that give away what day of the week it was? If you say what day of the month, we know what day of the week it actually was. So Rashi explains that we're trying to trip him up. You know, if Edom contradict each other on the Chakira questions, that would ruin the Edom. They contradict themselves. So they might say it was the third day of Elul and it was Tuesday. And we'll say, no, the third day of Elul was a Friday. It wasn't a Tuesday. So that way we'll be able to trip them up. Tosfos in Maseches Pesachim writes that since the Sheva Chakiros are Da'araisa, like we're going to see in the Gemara, you need to ask all of these questions. And if they're machish themselves, they do son b'teila. So that's why we have to ask all of these questions. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah further on the fifth line, Makirin Atemoso. We ask them, Makirin Atemoso. Do you recognize him? His rasim bo. Did you give him asra'a? Ha'ovid avodah zarah. If the situation was a case of an avodah zarah, we would ask, es mi avad? Which avodah zarah was it? Uba me avad? How did he do this avodah zarah? Was it through bringing a carbon to the avodah zarah? Was it ishtach aval? Was it nisuch? What did he do exactly to this avodah zarah? When we say makir natemosa, there is a machlokas, what exactly that means. Who did you recognize? So some of the Rishonim explain, Rashi explains, and other Rishonim, that the question is, do you recognize the harug, the victim? Did you know if the victim was Jewish or not? Because that's going to make a difference in terms of what the onesh is going to be, a major difference. Lecha Mishnah and the Rashash explain in the Shitas HaRambam that the Shaila is, do you recognize the Rotzeach? The Lashon HaRambam is, Kishiyavo Edim, when they say, Reinu, Ploni Shavar, etc. Omlem Makir Matem Oso, meaning they're saying we saw Ploni Shavar, that Ploni did this Avera. So we ask, the Rambam's next line is Makir Matem Oso, the only Oso that the Rambam could have been talking about is the Ploni Shavar, the guy who actually did the Avera. So that's why the Lech Mishnah just points out that in the Brisa on Amud Beis, it's going to sound like Makir Matem Oso, the Gemara is going to say, the Brisa is going to say, Nachri Harag, Yisrael Harag, Beferish, like Rashi, not like the Rambam. So it sounds very clearly against the Rambam. So yeah, what you have to say is that the Rambam is somech on the very next line of our Mishnah. Kala marba bebedikos hareza meshubach, that you're supposed to be marba bebedikos. He asks as many bedikos as you can. So the Rambam adds another bedika. Not only makir, not only do you ask if he recognized the harug, you also ask if he recognized the horig. In fact, Rabbeinu Chananel says the words makir matemoso are purposely vague because it really is two questions. It's, do you know this guy and do you know that guy? Is it the you have to ask him about both the horeg and the harug? Now, what exactly are these questions? These don't seem like chakiros anymore. We already had our seven chakiros, but they do seem kind of important, right? Do you know who the guy was? Do you know what exactly he did? So Rashi's shita is that they are not chakiros; they are bedikos questions that we're bodik the edim with. And if we find out that ain devrei muchavarim, that they don't say the same thing, their edus is going to be batal. So the Sefer Chamra V'Chayim, Masech Sanhedrin, raises the question that normally normally by bedikos, one of the rules we're about to see by bedikos is if the person says eni yodea edusan kayemes, if a person says I don't know, the edus still works. How could you say that if they don't know who the harag was, that edusan kayemes? That's certainly critical information. So he says you have to say the din of imamar eni yodea bedikos edusan kayemes. You have to use your head about what kind of bedikos. That it's not bedikos that are gufa shaledus. There are certain bedikos that are not gufa shaledus, as we will soon see. The Ran quotes from the Balamor that makir matemoso hitartembo are part of the ikara edus, and if they say in yodea edus and betela es mi avad ba me avad is not part of the ikara edus, and those are part of the bedikos. One could have argued that way. One could have argued that all of these things are part of the ikara edus. Anyway, once we're discussing bedikos, says the Mishnah umaisa ubadak ben zakai buukse te'enim. How far can we go with bedikos? Well, once Ben Zakkai even asked about the stems of the figs when the crime happened underneath a particular fig tree. Ma bein chakiros lebedikos? What's the difference in halacha between chakiro questions and bedika questions? So chakiros echadam rein yodea edusim betela. By chakiros, even if one of the edim says I don't know the answer, his edus is automatically batal because it's edus shiati achalazima. Bedikos echadam rein yodea ve'efilu shneimor menon yodim edusim kayemes. By bedika questions, if one of them doesn't know, even if both edim don't know, the edus still stands, because so what? So they don't know whether it was thick stems or thin stems on the tree. They were watching a murder. They weren't paying attention to the stems on the tree. Echa chakiros vechar badikos bizman shemachishin ze'ese edusim betela. But even by bedikos, if they contradict each other, and certainly by chakiros, if they contradict each other, the edus is batel. Echarom b'shayim b'chodesh, vechrom b'shlosha b'chodesh. What if they contradict each other, but off by just a little bit on the chakiros question? One said it happened on the second day of the month. The other one said it happened on the third day of the month. That's a daf yomi coincidence. Today is the third day of the month. Edus on kayemes. The edus is going to be kayem. That's okay. Why? How do you reconcile it? Shezei yodeh b'burush al-chodesh. Zei yodeh b'burush al-chodesh. They were keeping track of the days of the month last month. They just didn't know whether last month was a 30-day month or a 29-day month. One of them messed up. Zeomer b'shlosha v'zeomer b'chamisha edus on betela. But if they're off by 2 days, then we know that there's a discrepancy. Their edus is certainly going to be batel. In terms of the time of the day as well, if one of them said it happened 2 hours into the day, the other one said 3 hours, edusan kayemes. That's going to be perfectly fine because people make a mistake on such a small amount of time. But if they're off by 2 hours, then the edus is going to be batal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kayemes. Rabbi Yehuda says no, people could even make a mistake between the third hour of the day and the fifth hour of the day. But echrom b'chamesh vechrom b'sheva edusan betela. If one of them says it was the fifth hour, the other one says it was the seventh hour of the day, certainly they're familiar enough with the sun to realize that on the fifth hour of the day, the chama is in the eastern part of the sky, and the seventh hour of the day is in the western part of the sky, and no one would make a mistake about such a thing. L'chora, one could argue that these halachos change based on people's knowledge and based on the way people tell time. In fact, the Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnayos points out that this whole idea that people would make a mistake by an hour, they'd be off by an hour, according to Yehuda, even by 2 hours, that's before they had clocks. But if a person has a watch, and you know that he was wearing a watch, you know that he had something that it could tell time accurately, so then people don't make a mistake about that. No one keeps their watch an hour off or 2 hours off. They're using the sun, so they're gauging by the sun. One could argue that if they don't have a watch, but you live bizman enu, where no one is looking at the sun at all to be able to tell time, so a person's not going to know the eastern side of the side, the west, they don't even know. What happens when comes time to daven mincha? Where do we face? Just look up, figure out where to face. We have no idea. We don't know. We don't know what to do. So you could argue that these halachos might change in a modern day basin. I don't know. I didn't say. I just saw that Tiferes Yisrael about the about clocks, but one could argue in the other direction as well, as far as our knowledge of the sun. Meaning these aren't like a gzeres hakasav. These are what's natural for a person to make a mistake about. So then the process continues. V'achar kach machnis nes hashen sheni ubotkim. So we bring in the second aid, then we ask him all the same questions. Im nimsu divrayim uchavadim poskim bezchus. If they their testimony works with each other, they seem to be saying the same thing. So the first thing we start with is with a zechus, and we already discussed in a previous sugya what that means to start with zechus, meaning the two people just came and said Reuven killed Shimon. How exactly are you poseach bizchus? Amar echad min ha'edim yeshi lamid lav zechus, o echad min ha'tamidim yeshi lamid lav chova. If one of the edim wants to be mlamid zechus, or one of the talmidim wants to be mlamid chova, mishaskin also, we don't allow them to do so. Amar echad min ha'tamidim yeshi lamid lav zechus, but if one of the talmidim wants to be mlamid zechus, malin also, moshivin also b'neim, we elevate him to the Beis Din, and he gets to be a full participating member of the Beis Din. V'loi yorin misham kala yom kulo, and he would stay there for the entire day. Im yesh mamish b'dvar v'sham alo, and if he has something to say that's worthwhile listening to, so then we listen to him. V'afilu omer yesh lamid al atzmi z'chus sham alo, even if the nidon himself says, I have a limud z'chus for myself, we listen to him as well. U'bavad sheyesh mamish b'dvar, as long as he's saying something substantial. V'imatzu lo z'chus, if we taka find a z'chus for this guy, patruhu, so that's it, he's done, we let him go, he's off the hook. But v'imlav, let's say we don't find a z'chus for him, so now, do we just immediately execute him? Do we immediately convict him? No, it takes time. Mavirinoso l'machar. We say, you know, we're going to meet again tomorrow, we give it a day. U'mizdavgin zugos zugos. And we set up the dayanim in chavrusas. We set up the dayanim in pairs. They would eat very little and would not drink any wine whatsoever for the entire day. And they would spend all night thinking about it and discussing the matter. And then the next day they would come back to Beis Din after having slept on it for the whole night. Omer, though whoever voted the Zchus says, I maintain my vote the Zchus. Someone who wants to vote L'chova will announce that I was Mechayev yesterday and I maintain my vote L'chova. Anyone who argued L'chova the previous day can still be Melamed Zchus today. He had time to think about more arguments Zchus, and he can take advantage of those thoughts and express them. But if someone was Melamed Zchus yesterday, he cannot be Melamed Chova today. So if they made some sort of mistake, they don't remember, so they had, that's why they have the sofer. We had a machlokas where there was two sofer dayanim or three sofer dayanim. Over here, stamishna assumes two sofer dayanim. So they maskirin also, they remind him. In matzulo zuchus patruhu. If they find a new zuchus that's accepted by the dayanim, good. So they let the guy off the hook. He is acquitted. Ve'imlav omdim l'minyan. But if they cannot find a zuchus that's automatically agreed upon, they have to take a vote. So what do they do with the vote? How does what sort of majority do you need? 12-11 vote the zechus is good enough to acquit. But a 12-11 vote lechiyuv is not enough to automatically convict. Even if it's 11-11 and one guy says, I don't know. Even if you have 22 out of the 23 saying l'zchus, or 22 out of the 23 saying l'chova, but ve'echad omar eini yodea, and one of them says eini yodea, yosifu adayanin. We have to add more dayanim. We can't allow the judgment to proceed with one of the dayanim saying eini yodea. Ve'kama mosifin, how many do we add? Shnayim shnayim, two at a time, ad shivim ve'echad, until we get to 71. But beyond that, we don't add. Great, so what happens? We have 71 judges. It's a 36-35 vote. So if it's a 36-35 vote, l'zchus, zakai, that's easy. We say zakai. But what about the other direction? You cannot convict based on a one-person majority. What if we already hit the number 71? There are no more dayanim to add. But you have shloshim v'shisha mechayvin, shloshim v'chamisha mezakin. It's a 36-35 vote, l'chova. So then they have to continue the discussion, and someone's going to have to change their vote. One of the mechayvin is going to have to go over to the side of the mezakin in order to be mezakin. As Rashi points out, that way it will be one person majority, but in the other direction. And Rashi points out, that's the only direction it can go. Can't one of the mezakin change his vote to be a mechayev, and then you'll have more than a one-person majority? You could also have a 37-34 vote lechova if it changes in the other direction. Meaning, as we've discussed previously, that even though someone who is melamed zuchus is not allowed to be melamed chova, but b'shas k'mardin, when it comes time to vote, you vote your conscience. So someone who was previously melamed zuchus is able to vote l'chovah. So that's also a possibility. Why didn't the Mishnah want to mention that possibility? The Mishnah only mentioned the possibility of one of the guys voting l'chovah changing l'zuchus. So Rashi points out, that we always try to be more cheerful. So we try to come up with, we try to give the example of a case where it's going to be resolved more favorably. We'd much rather not mention where it's going to be resolved in a way that's less favorable. Now the idea we mentioned, nosin v'nosin kalalaila, they spend all night discussing the case. Rashi writes that there were nosim v'nosim ish liatzmo, each one on his own. It does not mean that he would have a conversation with somebody. Kol alayla means he would sleep on it in his own bed at night. He'd be tossing and turning, thinking about that case. The Rambam in the 12th paragraph of Sanhedrin means kol echad echad im zug shalom. Oh, im atzmo bebeso, that these chavrusas that we set up on the Sanhedrin all night long, they could be learning about the case and they can be discussing the case. So even though we stop the official proceedings at night, and during the nighttime, the Sanhedrin, as a Sanhedrin of 23 Dayanim, does not meet together, but two members can still discuss with each other. So the Aruch Lener writes, where does Rashi get the idea that Nosim v'Nosim has to be ba'atzmo and it can't be with the Chavrusa? So he says it's based on the order of the phrases in the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Mizdavgin zugos zugos. And then it says, "Hayimimatin mimachal v'lo yishosun yayin kol hayom," that all day they wouldn't eat much and they wouldn't drink any wine. And then v'nosin v'nosin kol alayla. Shouldn't it have said mizdavgin zugos zugos v'nosin v'nosin kol alayla? That what did they do with their zugos zugos? What did they do with their chavrusas? Right away, nosin v'nosin kol alayla. It didn't say that. It interrupted with another clause that, oh, here's what they ate and here's what they didn't drink. And then it told us about nosin v'nosin kol alayla to separate that from the zugos zugos. Zugos zugos cannot be kol alayla. They're not allowed to do that at night. So that's machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. Also, when we said that if Tov Bidavar Shnei Sofrei Adayanim Maskirinosov, if they made some sort of mistake, the Sofrim remind them. The Rambam writes in the 12th paragraph of Sanhedrin, Im Tov Bidavar V'lo Yadu Mihem Shechivu Oziko Mitam Echad Hare Sofrei Adayanim Maskirinosov Shareim Kosvin Tam Shal Kol Echad V'Echad. They don't remember which people voted for what reasons. They know that I voted the Zechus. Didn't we have the same logic? So the Sofrei Adayanim, who wrote down the logic of each of the Dayanim, will remind them. Sounds like even if they don't remember who the Mechayvim are, they would mention that as well. Meaning, they don't. If anything, they don't remember, the Sofrei HaDayanim would remind them. It's just the Mitzvah Eisen points out from the Tosefta, it sounds like we're not going to remind them of just anything. It's only something that's going to work out l'zchus. Tosefta says, Ta'echad b'dvarav min ha-mezakin Sofrei HaDayanim maskirinoso. Min ha-mechayvin Ein Sofrei HaDayanim Maskirin Oso, Ela Omlo Lomod Dvarach Kibetchila. If one of the Mechayvin says, you know, I have no idea what they say yesterday, and the Sofrei HaDayanim look at the notes and they say, oh, he was voting to convict yesterday, they say, think about it. Think about it again. And that way, he'll be able to maybe come up with a zechus. Whereas if they remind him what his shita was yesterday, he'll remain locked into that shita. So the Rambam sounds a little bit not like that Tosefta, but that's a beferish of Tosefta, so the Achronim work on how the Rambam actually fits with the Tosefta. Okay, says the Gemara now, Minani Mili. Going back to the beginning of the Mishnah where we said that there are all of these chakiros. So how do we know that there are seven chakiros? Amar Vidud Amar Kra, Vidarashta, v'chakarta v'sha'alta heitev, va'omer v'ugadlecha v'shamata v'dorashta heitev, va'omer v'dorsh v'shoftim heitev. So between all of these lashonos, darashta, chakarta, sha'alta, heitev, all of these different lashonos, it turns out to seven different lashonos of chakiros. These are three different psukim by three different sections of the Torah. It happens to be two out of the three are in this week's parsha. So there you have another daf yomi coincidence, and Rav Shabbos parsha shoftim. But the ema chadachad says the Gemara. Well, since one of these psukim is about an irani dachas, the other one's about Avodah Zarah, and the other one's about Edim Zomim, maybe Chada Chada Kedeksiva, maybe we're not saying that there should be seven Chakiros. Maybe we're saying that since the first three Lashonos appear by Erni Dachas, there should be three questions by Erni Dachas, and two by Avodah Zarah, and two by Edim Zomim, because that's how many Lashonos appear by each of those parshios. Because if it was really telling us that you need seven chakiros, it should have said all seven chakiros in one place. So it says, "Markivin de kulu bahade adadi ksiva me adadi alfi." Since they're written so near each other, we learn them out from each other. "Vikivin de alfi me adadi kiman de kasev bechada dami." And since we learn them out from each other, we're able to learn these three parshios from each other. It's as if it said all seven in one parsha. Says the Gemara, wait a second, how could we learn these parshiyos from each other? V'holo damyala hadadi. These three parshiyos are not comparable to each other. Each of them has a chumrah that the others don't have. So you can't necessarily apply from one to the other. You have to realize that to require chakiros is a major kula. Requiring chakiros means we're making it harder to convict. The more chakiros you require, you think of it, oh, we're a new requirement is a chumrah. No, a new requirement is not a chumrah. When that requirement is to ask more questions of the edim, to trip them up, to get the guy who did the crime off the hook. So the more you're asking chakiros, the more of a kula it is. So if we're going to be able to show that each one of these three halachos have some chumrah that the other two don't have, so you can't necessarily say, oh, so let's apply the chakiros that it says by the others to this one. What are the chumras that apply to each one that don't apply to the others? Well, irni dachas lahanach tarti lo damya. Irni dachas is more chumr than the other two, shekein mamon and palat. Because by the other two, by Avodah Zarah and by Edim Zomim, nothing happens to their money. All their possessions are intact. It's just they themselves get punished. But by irni dachas, we burn down the entire city and all the possessions of the city. Avodah Zarah lahanach tarti lo damya. Avodah Zarah has its own chumrah, because it's not like the other two, shekein b'sayef. The other two are only sayef, which is a lesser onesh than what you get for Avodah Zarah. And Edim Zomim lahanach tarti lo damya. Edim Zomim has a chumrah over the other two, shekein tzrich masra, because Edim Zomim does not require asra. The other two require asra. So how can we learn to connect all three of these parshios? It's interesting that we say Shekein Besayev. Tosus points out, well, Rashi already points out that Irani Dachas Besayev. Yeah, Irani Dachas Getsayev. Vedim Zomim get Saif. Edim Zomim get whatever they were, whatever they said. They could get Skila. Edim Zomim get whatever. So Edim Zomim de Parshasa Mashma Shemi Idin Al Rotzeach. The Pashut case of Edim Zomim is being made about a murder. So that's why it's considered to be Besayev. So that's what Tosus quotes it from Rashi. Yeren Dachas Besayev Edim Zomim de Parshasa Mashma Shemi Al Rotzeach Min Dechsev Nefesh Benefesh V'Tema Dal Kol Chayva Misa Sheidu Shayich Lomer Nefesh Benefesh Kishuzmu. Tosus says, I don't see how the Pesukim are necessarily talking about Edim Zomim on a murder case. It says nefesh b'nefesh. That could just be any capital case. It could be Chilul Shabbos with their skila. Vodo nefesh b'nefesh mukminin leperakam demakos tein naragin ad shigmar adin. V'lishna achrinish pirusha kuntros ikur. Diinami mari b'kol Edim Zomim diyesh mehem b'skila miuhol v'yesh mehem b'sayif lo achmer kra alayu lamisan ad shiachru amezimin osan. All we're trying to say, says Rashi in the second interpretation, is that Edim Zomim sometimes doesn't get the worst punishment. Sometimes it gets saif, and therefore we shouldn't always be machmir in them. We might want to be a little more makel. So says Gemara, how do we compare these three parshiyos to each other? Behetev, hetev, yalfinan. We learn it from hetev, hetev, me'adadi. Now we learn exereshava of hetev, hetev that relates all three psukim to each other. Because what were the three psukim? The first one, v'drash v'chakart v'shalta, hetev. Second one, v'hugad l'cha v'shamat v'drasha, hetev. Third one, v'drasha shoftim, hetev. They all have that word hetev. That's a gzereshava that links them all. Gzereshava mufna. And you have to say that it's an open gzereshava, that there are available words in each pasuk to derive the gzereshava, because only gzereshava mufna do you say that it's, would you say that you can't ask any kashas on it, that you can't say that they're not comparable to each other. Dilo mufna, because if it's not mufna, ikal mifrach, there's a pircha on any such gzera shava that they're not really comparable to each other. So it's more lai, afnuye mufni, midahav le mikta vidarshu vachakru, vishani krabidibure, behetev, shmaminela afnuye. From the fact that it could have just said vidarshu vachakru, and instead we added the word hetev, it must be that the word hetev is extra. Vakati mufna mitzarech. But still, it's not mufna on all three. Bishla mahanachtarti mufnahu. By the first two, yeah, it's mufna mishum davle l'michtav, because it could have said v'darshu v'chakru. Eli irni dachas ma'avle l'michtav haksi v'kulu. But by irni dachas, it already says all of the possible lashonos it can say. Meaning, by irni dachas, which had all three, v'darashta, v'chakarta, v'shalta etev, had every lashon you already could have. There's nothing else that we could have added in place of hetev. So it's not really free. So it says Marasam Nami Afuni Mufna Midavle Lemichtav Dorosh Tidrosh Ocha Kor Tachor Vishani Krabi Dibure Behetev Shmamina Lafnuye. That it's enough of a Mufna to say that it could have repeated one of the words if it wanted to just add up more words. It could have said a double expression. Why did it have to say the word Hetev? That's enough to make it Mufna. So now we learn from these three that that you require Sheva Chakiros. How do I know the rest of Kolat? That once I learned that by Chiyuvei Skila that you require Sheva Chakiros, we have this Kula of Sheva Chakiros, Kal V'chomer, by lesser Misos, you're going to have a requirement of Sheva Chakiros. Says Mar HaNichal Rabbanu Dami Skila Chamura. That's a great Kal V'chomer if you hold that Skila is the most Chamur of the Misos based in. El Rabbi Shimon Damar Sreva Chamura, Machlokas, it's going to come up several times in this Masechta. According to Rabbi Shimon holds that Sreifa is the most chamor of the Misos Beis Din. Ma'ika le'meimar. Then what are you going to say? How are we going to learn out to the rest of Kala Torah Kula? Salam Rav Yehuda v'inei emes nachon. V'inei emes nachon hachad srei. There are an additional four lashonos to learn out. Emes nachon appears twice. So you have so that's a total of 11 lashonos now. The original seven of all the drashta, chakartas, and etas, and emes nachon, and therefore sheva l'sheva chakiros. We use seven of the 11 lashonos to teach seven chakiros. Dal tlas l'gzera shava, three of them to link all of these three parshios to each other. That's for gzera shava. And then we're left with one more. Pashlu chado l'Rebbe Shimon l'asuyin nisrafin. One more to teach us that even chiyuvei sreifa, which cannot be derived from a kal v'chomer, also have a requirement of Sheva Chakiros. Yeah, that's really great according to Rabbi Shimon, but according to the Rabbanan that I already know the Chiyuv Esreifa from a Kal V'Chomer, aren't I left now with an extra pasuk, with an extra limud? What do I do with that 11th? The Rabbanan, Mil Sadasi B'Kal V'Chomer, Tark V'Kas of Lakra, according to the Rabbanan, you'll say it's true. Chiyuv Esreifa, I would know that you require Sheva Chakiros based on a Kal V'Chomer. But sometimes even something that I can learn from a Kal V'Chomer, Tarach V'Kas of Lakra, the pasuk is going to say it anyway. Megadiv par Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo did not accept this. Emel asuye shmona chakiros. How do you know that it's Torah because of the Quran? Maybe the eighth lashon is there to teach me there's an eighth chakira. Says Gemara, yeah, what would that be? What kind of question would you ask? How can you ask that maybe it's eighth chakiros? What would your eighth question be? Ushmona chakiros mi ika? So would there even be an eighth chakira? Says Gemara, sure. Allah malo, v'ika lasuye b'kama b'shah. You don't have to ask just what hour, what part of the hour. Was it 2:15 or 2:45? That's also a reasonable question. And we have a brisa that says that they actually asked eight chakiro questions. Okay, you could ask Bekama Bisha'a if you assume that people are very exact and precise in the way that they tell time. But Abai is understanding Rabbi Yehuda Damar Adam Toa Chatzi Sha'a, who understands that people are off by a half hour, Ula Rava Damar Toa in Chituba, and according to Rava, that people are off by more than a half an hour, Mayika Lameymar, how could you possibly ask what part of the hour it was? That's an unfair question. Elala Asuye Bekama Biyovel. No, the eighth question must be what Bekama Biyovel, which Shemitah cycle, which part of the Yovel it was. So says Mar Hainu Beza Shua. That's exactly the same question of Beza Shua. No, Elala Asuye Beza Yovel. The eighth question would be which Yovel. Go back and count from the beginning of Yovelos which Yovel this was. Vidach Kimdam Beza Shua Lo Mani Lo Bai Beza Yovel. No, once he said Beza Shua, you don't have to ask Beza Yovel. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Then we had the sheet of Rabbi Yossi who said that you only ask three Chakiru questions. So Tanya, the Brisa plays out the conversation between Rabbi Yossi and the Chamim. Amar lam Rabbi Yossi l'cham l'devreichem, misha bava amar emesh haragu, amar la beza shua, beza shana, beza chodesh, bekam bechodesh. Someone comes into Bezin and he says, yesterday this murder happened. So you can start asking him what Shemitah cycle it was, what year it was, what month it was, what day it was yesterday. Amar la l'cham said back, l'devreicha, even according to you, you run into the same problem. Misha bava amar achshav haragu. Someone comes running into Bezin out of breath and he says, I just saw someone kill somebody. It just happened 5 minutes ago. So amar la, you're going to tell him, oh, Beza Yom, what day was it? I just saw it 5 minutes ago. You asked me what day? Beza Shah, what hour was it? Beza Makom, where was it? He says, I just saw it right outside. Apparently, even though we already know this information, we still ask these questions. Like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Hakanami, Afgav Dol Tsarich, Ramin, like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Yossi would respond, Emesh Harago Shchiach Berove Duyos. That it's uncommon for a person to come running into Bezin, I just saw something. Most of the time, a person sees something, he's shaken up, he goes home at night, he tells his wife says, you know, you have to say something. Ah, do I really need this? He sleeps, he comes back the next day, he comes back to a Bezin, Emesh Harago. But to right away come into Bezin, that's Lo Shkiach. So we're able to be Masakin to ask Chakira questions that would cover a case of Emesh Harago, but not a case of Achshav Harago. One thing we didn't get to discuss, this idea of Mil Sadasi of Kal V'chom Rhetorik Kasav Lakra is an interesting application over here, just something to think about. The Pasuk didn't write it straight out. So we're still saying Mil Sadasi V'Kal V'chom Rhetorik V'Kasav Lakra on a drasha that's based on counting 11 different words and what they represent. That's called Tarach V'Kasav Lakra. So you have to figure out exactly what the Gedarim of Mil Sadasi V'Kal V'Chom Rhetorik V'Kasav Lakra are all about. I thank Alicia in advance for doing tomorrow's daf, and Bez Hashem will be back Sunday morning with daf Mem Beis.